And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 6th of May, 2015. It's the birthday of Sigmund Freud, born in Freiburg, Moravia, now part of the Czech Republic, 1856. Author of important books, The Interpretation of Dreams, Jokes and Their Relation to the Unconscious, and so forth. Freud started out as a medical doctor. He got interested in psychology and especially in a mental illness called hysteria. And he was interested that some doctors used hypnosis to treat hysteria. He was interested that a patient could be talked out of his or her symptoms, which gave Freud the idea that the symptoms were a product of the mind and not of the body. And so he developed the idea that his patients were not conscious of all their desires and fears, that many of them were hidden in their unconscious. He believed that their unconscious mind would reveal itself in various ways, perhaps through jokes, through dreams, certainly perhaps through slips of the tongue. And what made Freud revolutionary and controversial was that he didn't simply apply this to mentally ill people, but to all human beings, even himself. Freudian methods have fallen out of favor in the scientific community. Most psychologists and psychiatrists have rejected his theories, but his ideas have entered the culture and entered the literature. The idea of the unconscious, the interpretation of dreams, the idea of repressed feelings causing harm. W.H. Auden wrote about Freud, "If often he was wrong and at times absurd to us, he is no more a person now, but a whole climate of opinion under whom we conduct our different lives." It's the birthday of the French journalist and novelist Gaston Leroux, born in Paris, 1868. He was fascinated with the Paris Opera House and wrote The Phantom of the Opera, his best-known work, in 1910. It's the birthday of the poet Randall Jarrell, born in Nashville, 1914, who said, "It is better to entertain an idea than to take it home to live with you for the rest of your life." And it's the birthday of Orson Welles, Kenosha, Wisconsin, 1915, the great actor, movie director. Orson Welles, who said, "I want to give the audience a hint of a scene, no more than that. Give them too much, and they won't contribute anything themselves. Give them just a suggestion, and you get them working with you. That's what gives the theater meaning when it becomes a social act." Here's a poem for today by Rosalind Brackenbury, entitled Morning in May. Grass grows in the night, and early the mockingbirds begin their fleet courtships over puddles, upon wires, in the new green of the Spanish limes. Their white-striped wings flash as they flirt and dive. Wind in the chimes pulls music from the air, the skies cleared of its vast complications. In the pause before summer, the wild sprouting of absolutely everything, hair, nails, the mango's pale rose pennants, tongues of birds singing day-long, words even, and sudden embraces, surprising dreams and things I'd never imagined, in all these years of living, one more astonished awakening. Morning in May, a poem by Rosalind Brackenbury from her collection Bonnard's Dog, published by Hanging Loose Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well. Do good work and keep in touch.